Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I want to give a shout out to Nick Russo this morning to start things out. I want to show appreciation because that man did what he said he was going to do, and he brought snack wraps back.
Not that you ate them.
I didn't. They're in my fridge.
I cannot believe that.
They're in my fridge. I was not.
Like, I had both.
Only. You realize how rare it is for me to not be
hungry?
Hungry.
Yeah, I do.
Like.
Hence. The surprise.
Yeah, it's but either way, they will be consumed.
I had both, and they were very good. He said he preferred the ranch. I kind of like the spicy.
The spicy has Mac sauce, is that right?
Yeah.
Big Mac sauce.
And he said it was like a spicy McChicken, only it was a smidge spicier.
Oh, a little more heat.
Than a spicy McChicken.
So this has obviously been a big deal. A lot of people have been psyched about this because it, like, frankly, look, dude. I have no idea why they'd get rid of
something
Texas.
Like
that.
This is Texas. Put anything in a tortilla and we will buy it.
Yeah, why would you ever
Do you not like money?
Produce that item? But now come the competitors. Because they're not happy with all of this action. You know, all of this, these mentions of McDonald's in the media. And Popeyes is here with a diss track that has been written by AI.
We gon' get it poppin' like Louisiana cooking grease. Popeyes drop the chicken, rapping it's a classic in the streets. I'm about this chicken, mindin' business, I don't want no beef. Clowns got back to rapping, it was cool, but it ain't moving me.
We are not the same, I've been the favorite, so I let you cook. Popeyes got it like the streets agree, and that's a major look.
We just do it better, stacking cheddar, yeah, we eating good.
Breaded and it's battered, yeah, I know our chickens got you shook.
You can bite our ass, but know the recipe is different.
Yeah, they want the sauce, we'll make it spicy like your mentions.
If they think it's sweet, we'll add a lemonade and biscuits. Food be tasting funny when a clown is in the kitchen.
Wow, that's bold from a group that can't ever get your order right.
What are you going for here? what are you going for here? McDonald's doesn't want street cred. McDonald's
doesn't need street cred.
They don't.
Also, like how you said, all the love McDonald's is getting right now.
Yeah. No, as opposed to Popeyes.
Did they just get their internet turned on? Or, I mean, it's not. McDonald's is pretty much always in the news.
No one is, like, I don't know. I don't know what the.
Popeyes, you had your moment. You kind of
really
squandered
did.
It. You kind of
really
squandered
Popeyes,
it.
Popeyes had 5 minutes of success when they invented the Popeyes chicken sandwich. And just like anything else at Popeyes, it immediately became impossible to get that chicken sandwich.
Regardless of a line or other people dining in the restaurant.
Nothing better than showing up to get lunch and seeing a handwritten sign that says, we out.
No, that's not even what I'm referring to. I'm just saying you could order it and not get it.
Oh, no.
Because that's just what Popeyes does.
That risk sticks around today. Always an adventure. You know, it's like, and if that's what you're into, then, you know.
And I'm not, look, there's a time and a place for Popeyes.
Absolutely.
I love Popeyes. It's just, maybe you should have sat this one out. But I guess, congrats to Popeyes for finally delivering something on time.
Good morning. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Let's travel to Kingwood, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Where four girls, aged 9 to 10, decided to get together for a bake sale.
Stop it.
They wanted to raise money for flood victims
Stop.
In Kerr County.
Oh, man.
They have been planning it all week long, and they sold out of homemade sweets within an hour. Both days after the bake sale opened. And how much money did they make?
How much money did they make, Katie?
They donated over $10,000.
They make... Y'all got 10 grease. Yo, what an absolute bunch of angels. Absolute bunch of angels.
Evelyn Kennedy, 9, says she attended camp, and seeing many of the young girls were around her age,
yeah,
made her come up with the idea to get her friends together to do this bake sale.
Unbelievable. Incredible. I mean, I'm seriously. That's that's one of the more touching things I've heard this week.
We have angel wings that my friend Annie made. We have chocolate pies that me and my mom made. We also have toffee that me and my mom made. I don't know if they're going to keep doing it. But they said people would stop by, they would buy something, or they would just donate outright.
Yeah, just some cash. Like, even if y'all are sold out, it's like, if I rolled up on that, oh, I'd just...
They had shirts that said girls doing good on the front.
This is the upside. I get it. That is the most touching thing.
It is.
And that will, if that does not restore any faith in humanity you have lost over time, I don't know what will. Like, how absolutely incredible.
Maybe this. Mm. Remember we talked about Josh Weathers? He did that virtual relief concert.
Yeah, it raised a crazy amount of money.
It raised $337,000 if memory serves.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also
like
had an online auction.
Okay.
We are now over $430,000 for victims of the Texas flood.
That is insane.
And again, he is playing here very soon.
Wow.
I believe you can still get your tickets, but I will check on that. We're going to find some to give away as well.
We're going
to
find
it. We're going to pub that guy.
That's incredible.
Also, want to pub this lady. So this is a nonprofit called Land of Lovies, okay?
Okay.
So what this woman does is she hears these stories from victims of natural disasters, because I believe this initiative started after the Los Angeles wildfires. And she said, I wanted to do something. I didn't know what, but I wanted to help kids. And so she takes stories from families about items children have lost, specifically like stuffed animals. And then she puts it out there and tries to find an exact replica or some kind of super craftsman who could make it to then give it to the child. Because
holy
if
cow.
You've lost everything and, you know, you had
that's
your one lovey.
For a kid, that's such a
that would mean the world, right?
Yeah, that's world changing.
Right? Like, I thought that was such a cool little thing.
Unreal.
And not everyone takes them up on this, but I mean, her turnaround time is pretty crazy. She said it's like 5 to 7 days.
5 to 7 days?
For the exact stuffed animal to get into the hands of the child.
Wow.
We don't want to waste any time. Any nights, because those are nights the children need these items, right? They rely on them to sleep and to feel better about their days, especially when they have lost so much. So I'll see about getting that information posted to our website as well as this post, because speaking of stuffed animals, there is a public Facebook page that has gone viral looking to comfort those who've lost loved ones in the flood.
Okay.
And what they're doing is when people find stuffed animals or bracelets or any item along the flood route, they're posting pictures of them
so they can
in the hopes, that family members will recognize these items and will come forward and take them as a way to remember those lives lost. So it's got more than 15,000 followers, but that was like last night. I mean, it is growing substantially every day.
Yeah.
And it's pictures of items. There are Bibles. There are blankets. There's pieces of children's clothing and blankets and things. People are also posting, like, if you find X, Y, and Z, here's my contact information, because I would love anything, you know, to remember my daughter, my son, my grandmother, my father. It's heartbreaking to look at, I have to be honest. But again, it's meant to bring home these precious items to grieving families.
The fact that it exists is remarkable. And like for all of the, and we do, we dump on social media all the time because we're really not big fans. Mm. There are some things that would not be able to happen if it didn't exist. This is one of them. And that's an incredible, incredible use of that.
So the admin of the page says if you found something or are missing something,
you
can reach out, you can share the page. It's found on the Guadalupe River on Facebook.
Oh.
And they say they will continue to handle the page with the reverence it deserves.
Yeah, that's look, again, I think we talked about it yesterday some. I know a lot of people are going to be continuing to give back. Probably a lot of people are going to go out that way to volunteer, do things like that.
Yes.
If you want information on how to go about it properly, we have a really, really, really good post on our website, thebullhouston.com. And if you're just moved by this, and you haven't really had a chance to do anything yet, you can also make a donation directly to the Salvation Army, who are still on the ground. We're still trying to get in touch with them to see if we can get an update from them on how things are working.
See what they need, but obviously they're very busy. They're kind of the base of operations now in Kerrville. So that post came from someone who just volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find out how to register for a volunteer slot, what donations they do need, where you can drop checks and things if you don't want to make a donation online or over the phone. It's all there for you online, thebullhouston.com.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Yeah?
I have an answer.
Oh, for the money minute. Okay, well, that would be really helpful because, like, it's kind of a tall, 10 questions in 60 seconds.
Yeah, to win $100. $100 you didn't have previously. Okay? Money is money, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Play Money Minute every day before 8:30 and the freebie every day before 6:30. So, like Frito said, you only need 9 now in order to win. If you use Tombstone, that's one of your answers. Tombstone.
Sign up online, thebullhouston.com/contest.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
All right, I want to get into baseball, but before we do, there's a rare opportunity to talk NBA basketball because of the fact that you had this really weird matchup last night.
And yes.
Like, really just surreally, I don't know what to say about it. Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, yeah.
Going against Bronny James.
Okay. And now this is what's so silly. It always comes off as really, anytime Bronny James comes up, I'm sure Bronny James, son of LeBron James, for those who don't know. And he was on the Lakers last year. He's a rookie.
Technically he's on the Lakers.
Yeah, father, son, got to play together. Has made a big deal.
He got a couple of games.
He has no business being in the NBA. Uh-huh. He has business, I guess, being in the G League and on the fringe of the NBA.
Yeah, but like he's good. He's good.
He's good compared to the rest of humanity. He's not good compared to NBA basketball players.
There's such a leap. You know, that you get up to the dudes that are on main roster.
He got drafted. He had no business getting drafted into the NBA. He clearly got drafted because LeBron's his dad. Spent the year kind of going back and forth between the developmental league and the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's LeBron James, so everybody's kind of walking on eggshells, talking about the fact that...
Yeah, he kind of got to do what he wants.
Kid's got no business being in the NBA. But what was funny about this, the summer league started. The summer league in Vegas.
Yeah.
And this is where all the rookies go to play. Rookies and certain second-year guys, like the Rockets. Reed Sheppard for the Rockets, their number 3 overall pick last year. Rookie, really good player, but never got on the floor because the Rockets had plenty of guys already. So he's going to the summer league just to get some minutes because he's going to be a more important player this year.
They call these development reps.
Yeah, they are. And they play in Vegas, you know, so it's real hard, you know, it's a good selection by the NBA to play in Vegas. So you got a little stuff to do off the court. But yes, the Cooper Flagg debut, the number 1 overall pick in this draft by the Dallas Mavericks out of Duke, who is thought to be not a LeBron James level player coming into the league, but pretty damn good.
Generational talent.
Yeah, I would say like on the fringe of a generational talent for sure. They were hyping this game up as Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James. Which is like hyping up an NFL game between the Chiefs and the Jets back in the day as Patrick Mahomes versus Zach Wilson. You know, like it's like this. No, it's Cooper Flagg, future great player, versus the son of a future great player, so the ticket prices were kind of crazy for this game, for a summer league game. You never see that. Amy and I have been to the summer league a couple of times in Vegas, and it's not like ticket prices are ever an issue. It was for this one. It was a good game. 87-85, the Mavericks won. Bronny James missed a 3 at the end of the game. He's done that many, many times, missing 3s. And Cooper Flagg was okay. Had 10 points. They're asking him to do a lot of stuff in this summer league that he didn't do at Duke.
Yeah.
Like you said, to get comfortable, you know, like these are developmental reps is a good way to put it, Frito. So he was not great. He didn't shoot the ball well at all. But this is the beginning of the next big thing.
Does Bronny end up on? I mean, what happens when Dad quits? Is that just it, or do they opt?
Probably. Well, no, he'll still play basketball somewhere. I mean, it's a global sport now.
Of course.
I don't think he's ever going to be a rotational player in the NBA. I just don't. But Yeah. So once he no longer has the protection of the old man being on the team, will he be on the Lakers anymore? I would say no. I would say probably not.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Bizarre situation.
He's also not a great actor.
Bronny James.
Wasn't he in Space Jam?
LeBron. I think he meant Bronny.
No.
Hey, isn't the kid also in Space Jam?
I want to say he probably is. I think there's a lot. I think most of Bronny's success has come from, like, you know.
But here's the thing about
Dad's
Bronny.
Dad's doing this thing.
Bronny was an excellent high school player.
Yeah.
And he played at USC for a year. Like, Bronny, you know, as far as, like, American kids trying to make good go, if we ignore who his dad is, Bronny did fine. Like, Bronny's a good player. I put it on LeBron that he put Bronny in the spot here that we're all kind of poking fun at him like a pinata. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, it's like he had no business being in the NBA. You don't have to old man your son into the NBA, man. Let him make his own way. But will he play basketball? LeBron can play basketball until he's 35 if he wants to, because you can go play in Russia. You can go play in Europe. You know, you can go play. I know Russia's part of Europe.
Just early. Home and collect a check.
The old man's a billionaire, so he'll be okay. He'll never want for anything.
We're going to talk Strohs later on the show. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir.
Frito, Katie, 100.3, the Bull, Texas proud. Let's do it.
I really like this little Christmas in July.
I wish we could keep this going. I wish we could keep this going all year round, in fact. Well, I mean, that would get old.
It would. It definitely would.
Yeah.
But we do have tickets to Christmas in July at a Constellation Field to keep it going for at least another week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's next week, the game. They're going to have holiday lights. They're going to have tacky sweater jersey giveaways. They have got post-game fireworks and, of course, all the baseball action you want from the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
And we've been playing Christmas-themed games all week, throwing a lot of new ones at you, and we're trying to figure out what to do for today. I think we want to go back to Jingle Bell, Jingle Hell this morning.
Jingle Hell by request. Yeah. Yes. A lot of people were giving us some of their favorite ads. Throughout the years.
A lot of submissions.
For consideration for the game.
Because, guys, jingles used to be...
the way.
Oh, Lord.
We met someone the other day that told us they were not familiar with the J.G. Wentworth jingle.
I still don't know how.
I was flabbergasted.
I don't know how, but look, either way. So what we've got is we've got three jingles. Katie is going to start it, and you are going to finish it.
Now, I'm going to speak it, but we want you to sing it.
We would absolutely like it
performed.
Mm-hmm. In the spirit that it deserves.
Yes. Really embody the thing, please.
Get two out of three right. You're going to Christmas in July. So call us, 713-881-5500, and we will talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Christmas in July.
Christmas in dang July, y'all. Doesn't get any better.
It sure doesn't, especially when the prize is Christmas in July at Constellation Field, where you can watch the Sugarland Space Cowboys amidst festive-themed things like holiday lights and tacky sweater jersey giveaways, even post-game fireworks.
All that stuff, man. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
This is George.
Welcome to Jingle Hell, George.
Ha ha ha.
We are going to give you three jingles. Well, Katie is going to start the jingle. Your job is to finish the jingle, and we want it with your whole chest, George. We want you to give this jingle, or these jingles, the respect they deserve by really leaning into it.
We won't take any points off if you don't, but we would prefer it.
Yes.
So, first up.
I'll try my best.
Let's do this one. Mm. Hearts, stars, and horseshoes.
I've never even heard of that one.
No! Yes, you have.
It is a breakfast cereal.
Yes.
If that is
Heart, helpful. Stars, and horseshoes. Mm-hmm. I guess it's Lucky Charms, but I don't know the chicken jingle.
Okay, all
right. It's okay. Two more. How about my baloney has a first name?
My baloney has a first name. It's
B-L-L. Oh! Think about that first name.
He has it, just not the first letter.
My baloney has a first name. M-E-Y-E-R. My baloney has a
first
name.
He's got it. He's just spelling it wrong, but I'm going to count it. He's got it.
My baloney has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Meyer.
I also would always spell N-E.
Backwards, Oscar Meyer.
But no, we got you.
Yeah, you're
we
good.
Got you. We're going to count
you're good.
It.
You're good.
You were even singing it, so we're going to count it.
Yeah.
And for the win, I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I did. I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I did.
I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
My heart every time. This breaks my heart every time. Every time this song comes up.
I know, but we're not breaking George's heart because he is best in Jingle Hell.
You did it, my dude.
And he is going to Christmas in July to see the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
It's a 4-pack of tickets, George, so hang on the line for us.
Houston, I have a problem.
All right, what's up, Mitchell? You ready to go? Ready to do this?
Yeah, as ready as I'm going to be, I think. So what do you want to know?
Well, mostly just stuff about you and Kim. Like, what's the deal there?
Yeah, well, okay. So this has been kind of a long time coming. I mean, we've been friends for a while. Not crazy close friends or anything, but still, you know, we kind of decided, you know, I don't know exactly how, don't get me wrong. There was always some chemistry, but we never, like, you don't just sit down and talk about these things. It's just sort of up and happened about a month ago.
Right.
My God, the timing just couldn't have been worse, though.
Oh, no. How so?
It's not really between us. We were hanging out together and all that. You know, that's incredible. That's been a really good thing in my life, a bright spot. Me getting this big shift at work, you know, this big change at work. I wanted to say that's also been a good thing, but it's also been a bit, it's also been a very bad thing.
Oh, no.
It just wasn't, I just wasn't expecting to go through like this big transition there that, you know, that I'm going through. And this many new things all at once,
right.
It just requires, you know, like a little adjustment period.
Well, big shift at work. Like what does that translate to? Like more work, different work?
Somebody else's work?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And like completely different department. Hmm. Like I'm sort of like a fish out of water at this point. I was working in our digital department, sort of helping out with some website builds. For some clients, I mean, I don't have a huge team or anything. So as I get to talking about what I do, you know, what I did to potential leads, I'd kind of also be priming them, I guess. I'd kick them to our sales department if I thought it could, you know, actually turn into anything. And I don't know. It seemed like it was good at the time. I liked it. It was a good job. But the money, I mean, the money could have been better.
Yeah.
So when the sales job opened up with our firm, I convinced the boss to take a chance on me. You know, I knew there would be a lot more money, and I figured it was already kind of a thing anyway, so why not get paid for it? Hmm. And they wanted me to start immediately with training or whatever, and this was after our first date.
Okay. It sounds like a promotion, though. Like, that's generally a pretty good thing. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah, I don't think we're seeing it.
Yeah, well, the problem is basically, you know, be careful what you wish for, because you might get it.
Oh.
I didn't know what I didn't know, you know, and, you know, I never appreciate the pressure these guys are under. I mean, have you guys done sales, sold anything?
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well,
no.
Yeah. Well, don't. It sucks. Yeah. And when I say my goals are aggressive, it's like a total understatement. You know, because if I'm not out there killing it every single time,
yeah,
it's this massive problem, man. And they expect this stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I barely any formal training. I barely know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of winging it, man. Like learning on the fly. It's very much sink or swim type of problem. And I wouldn't say I'm sinking, but
yeah, you're
taking on water.
You're not sounding good. Sinking could very much be in your future, from what you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't see the damn iceberg, man. And you know, they're always bigger underwater.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and I'm just stressed out as I've, like, ever been in my entire adult life. And I feel like I'm working all the time right now just to keep up. you know, if I want to say it's going to get better, then I'm managing the stress and getting the hang of it. But, you know, I don't think that's true. I'm accepting this as my new normal,
wow.
You know, for right now. And right. I just hope my heart and my body can take it.
Okay. Well, if this has taken such a toll on you, it's got to be tough juggling this new thing with Kim.
Yeah, she'd see it too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not trying to let it get in the way of anything. You know, this is my job. I know I should, you know, just leave it at the office, but, you know, dang, the problem, it's also my job.
Yes.
And really, it never stops. I mean, it's all the time. There are potential clients everywhere I go. You know, I could be making, you know, relationships every time I interact with anyone anywhere. And it's got to, and I've got to be aware of that, too. And I think that's the problem I'm having. I thought, you know, I was doing a good-ish job. I mean, you know, but Kim has been different lately in the timing, you know, it all matches up. I just want to show her, you know, I just want to show how much I appreciate her just for being there for me and sticking through it with me right now. And it, you know, it means a lot.
Well, bro, let's show her some appreciation. We'll talk to Kim next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Mitchell and Kim,
mm-hmm.
they've known each other for a while. Something happened.
Yeah.
And it was going well until he got a promotion, which is what we're going to call it at work.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds like it is stressing him the hell out.
I feel for him. Like,
it's
that's
just
got
a lot
horrible
of
way
new,
to. Yeah. And
like,
yeah, maybe
all
you get
at
used
once.
To it, but that dog out is. Stress.
Oh, like she's got to be feeling that, old Kim.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Kim?
Hey, what's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull. Got an email about you. Don't freak out. It's from a man.
Well, if it's not Mitchell, I'm going to start to seriously worry about it.
No. It's totally Mitchell.
So,
okay, don't panic.
Yeah, he knows things have been rough with, like, this job chaos thing, and I think he just wanted to apologize for that and show some appreciation.
Oh, see, look, that's really sweet that he'd do something like that. I mean, I don't know if he's really, he seems like he might be in a bad place right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
He told us the timing could have been a mm-hmm. lot better for the mm-hmm. two of you.
Yep. Okay. Honestly, I'm a little worried about him, how he's
worried,
you know.
Hey, can I just jump in here for a second?
Go ahead.
You know, like Kim, you're not going to bring up what I think you're going to bring up, are you?
Well, hold on. Is that Mitchell?
Yeah, no, we had him on the other line. What is it that she's going to, or now you're going to be, like, bringing up here?
Mitchell, you can't tell me not to be worried about you when you're acting like this. I don't understand where you're at, like, mentally, emotionally, any of it.
Look, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I promise. It's a strategy. It helps. I can understand how it might also be upsetting to see. But you know, next time I'll just lock the door or do it when you're not at home.
Okay. So before we head all the way down this road, are we, like, us, Katie and I, going to regret this?
This isn't somehow dangerous or
I'm leaning towards
or gross.
That's the one for me.
I mean,
is it?
Not unless you're, like, stuck in the 50s, but look, he, in the shower, he cries.
Cries.
Damn it, Kim.
What do you want me to say? You do. And it's not a few tears either. Like, practically every time I've seen you in there, you're sobbing. Like, the first time I heard you, I thought someone had died or something. Like, that's how bad it was. Yeah. And you just wrote it off like, no, nothing to see here, just a normal part of my day here.
Wait. Mitchell, you cry in the shower every day?
Well, yeah. Well, as long as we're going to drag it out and make it a thing, okay. I cry in the shower. So what? I build up all this stress, and when I get home, it's like my coping mechanism. I just let it out.
Huh.
I can guess. I can see where it's, like, a little freaky, or at least why it freaked her out in the first time she saw it. But I tried to tell her it's healthy. I get it out. And ideally, you know, no one would see it. But then I'm back to normal. I think it's totally healthy. But I guess, you know what? Men can't cry, huh, Tim?
No, I never said it was because you cried. Men can cry, of course. It's because you never stop. You're so stressed. It's just, there's no way that's healthy. Not every day, right? Like, that's alarming.
Kind of.
Right? This is some kind of breakdown. I don't know how, I don't know how to help you.
Oh, man.
Well, look, you know, I don't need help. I just need you. I can only do what I can do. I mean, would it be better if I do hot yoga or find a therapist or something? I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, I'll see how long it lasts. I'm hoping, you know, things. I don't know. I hope things get better. You think I want to be this stressed forever? I mean, I don't think I can take it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like 50 right now.
50.
Is this helping me stay somewhat sane? You know, wouldn't you rather me do that than, like, you know, break down in public or in the middle of a nice restaurant or something? You know, like make a scene or start popping off at people left and right. And some people turn to alcohol after work. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Look, I get what you're saying, but I just don't agree. It's an alarming habit. I can't just pretend it's not because you say it's okay. Like, for someone to cry like that every day, something is seriously wrong. I'm not saying something is wrong with you, but something in your life is way out of whack. And honestly, I don't want to be an added stressor. Like, I'm afraid you're going to snap, dude. I don't know what you expect my reaction to be. Like, I don't know where this leads us. I mean, Jesus, he's crying more than my infant.
Okay, look, we don't know what your reaction is supposed to be either, but maybe you can salvage it. I mean, it might make sense to someone.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right? Like, guys, hang on the line for a minute and we'll take some calls.
That's a lot.
That is. I mean, I see what he's saying. It's like
it's cathartic to cry. I know that it can feel really good.
But
every day?
To me, that, I mean, I might be stupid. Is that alarming? Like, to me, that strikes me as like...
No, I mean, I don't know...
A lot.
Anyone that cries every day.
I what do you think? I mean, maybe you guys have been there. Maybe not. Hopefully not.
I think she's right. It's indicative of a very bad situation.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Trying to figure out if it's at all strange that Mitchell prefers to cope with the stress of his new job by crying every day.
Every stinking day. Howdy, what do you think?
I think the dude needs to be alone.
Needs to be
alone. Oh, yeah. No, he's making so many excuses on why he copes with the stress that he has. But, like, one of the things that he said that really stuck out to me is, I need you to get through this.
Yes.
You can't be leaning on other people to get you through your issues. Like, if you're so stressed that your coping mechanism is to cry in the shower every day, that is not normal. And you can make excuses till the cows come home, but you need to get yourself in a good place before you can bring someone else into your life, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, when you're dating and you're looking for a partner, you should be able to enhance each other's lives, make each other's lives better. But you can't do that when you're already in such a terrible place. Someone can't fix you for you.
No, and you can't rely on someone for happiness. That's so much pressure to put on another person.
Good Lord.
It's like she can't have any bad days.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. That's a really good point, man. Like, regardless of anything else, like... You've got some issues you need to solve.
He's looking for someone to be a crutch for him. Yeah. And that's just not a good way to start a relationship. It's not a good way to be in a relationship. Like, he's got to be alone. He's got to work on himself. He's got to find therapy, like something.
Something, yeah. Does it make it a little different if they're friends first or no?
Well, that's a good point, but they should stay friends if that's going to be the case. And even then... When you rely on friends so heavily to, like, try to keep you in a good place, that's still, you know, she even said herself, like, there's nothing I can do. I can't think of anything I can do to help you at this point.
Yeah, very taxing.
Yeah.
There's only so much friends can do in the same place. Like, unless you're like, you got to be in a place to where you're happy with yourself, where you're content. You know how to handle yourself. You know how to, you know, you're in a good place and you like yourself. That is the only time when you should be looking to start dating and looking for a partner.
Dude, thank you so much for the call. That's outstanding advice. Good morning. What do you think?
I think she should give him a chance because he's doing something that's going to better the both of them in the long run. And if a man needs to cry in the shower, let him do it. Let it rip. Let it go. And she needs to give him a chance.
But I get it.
It's the frequency.
It's the every day. Like every day.
If he's in a stressful job because he's in sales, because I'm in sales, I get it. There are days when I want to cry. So I get it, but I, you know, it's important for him to let it out instead of him taking it out on her or taking it out on his client. So crying like that is a healthy way of handling it. And it's in the shower, he gets it over and done with, and bam, let's get it, man. That's what he's trying to do.
Perspective from a salesperson. I like it.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Goodness. I really don't know where to, again, to me, it's not about, if he cried one time in the shower, had a really bad day.
Or even a few times.
A few times. But every day, because that's what you have to do to.
It's just what he does. He comes home to do it. He must look forward to it on some level.
He says it's part of his that's how he does what he does. That's how he balances everything out. It feels alarming, but what do you guys think? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he has him crying out like that in the shower. I think he's crying out for help. Being in a stressful job like that, when I used to work at the state hospital, I saw a lot of people that were accountants, professors, real stressful jobs, and they suffered mental breakdowns and mental, brain freeze or a mental block, and it really messed up. You know, they went into having strokes and blood pressure being up and stuff. And so this is something that he really needs to get control of. Yeah. I mean,
so you're saying this is doing him, he thinks it's helping him, but this is doing him no good. Like this is, he's on a dangerous
path.
He's
masking a bigger problem.
It's having him to a point, but then again, Kim is ready there to be helpful to him and help him out. And I feel they really like each other, but he needs to get some
help.
You know, some help somewhere, because if he doesn't, that's going to lead him into having some serious health issues, mental, you know, like a mental freeze or block or whatever, because I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I do think that happens a lot, yeah.
It's not good. Yeah.
Well, dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, this poor dude seems like he's got a lot of stress going on at work, but you can't be, you know, if you don't have enough mental acuity right now to keep it together when you're in the shower, I don't think a girlfriend's the right idea.
Yeah, so this is a problem in your eyes. This is not working.
I don't think it's working. I mean, I feel bad for the dude. I think he's got the right idea, not taking it out on people at the restaurant. But you know, he's got to focus on other stuff.
Okay.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. I just realized I don't know what to call Jesse's radio station.
You know, just call it Mix. I think that's
Mix.
Fine.
Jesse from Mix.
Jesse's from Mix.
In the mix. And on the mix.
Hey, girl.
Jesse Watt has been working to put something together. So
tirelessly.
Yeah, walk us behind through the this. What's going on tonight?
Okay, so No Label Brewing Company is this really cool brewery out in Katy, and it's like family friendly. They have a playground on.
I love those.
Is that so cool? Like dogs are allowed. And anyways, we love them there. And they're putting on this huge flood relief Friday event. They've been doing a donation drive all week long. It's gotten crazy. And so they said, let's do a big finale and invite everyone to come out. We'll do a huge raffle. 100% of the proceeds will go to Kerrville, and $1 for every beer poured will also go. So I called.
Nice.
Okay.
I was like, how do we get in on this?
Yeah.
Can we get in there? And they are so excited to have us. We were able to, thanks to our friends over at Live Nation, donate 2 tickets to see The Weeknd. Do we know about The Weeknd over in the Bowl?
Yes, we know about The Weeknd. Okay. We know about Weeknds and The Weeknd.
I don't know what country world y'all bubble.
He played the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, well,
we didn't love it, but people, he did.
This is the thing. There's just like,
people listen to The Weeknd and also listen to Luke Combs. Like,
you two things can't exist at once. No. Actually,
check the ACL lineup.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We do play Luke Combs' Fast Car on Mix 96.5 if anyone's interested.
Okay. Okay. No. So, all right. So, but for real, you're going to be auctioning off a pair of tickets The Weeknd.
Yes. And our sister station, Sports Radio 610, they're also donating like some signed Texans merch, which is really cool.
Dude.
Oh, I see your signed Texans merch, Jesse Watt.
Yes. Yes.
And we raise you something very special.
Now, we did want to bring something to the table.
Really?
Because, yeah, absolutely. Because this is, it's a great effort.
Oh,
obviously,
guys,
the more money we raise for Kerrville, the better.
Yes.
And we found something just for you.
That was so nice. I do mean found.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous.
We found this, but I think it's very cool. And I think it could potentially go for a lot of money.
I think it should go for a lot of money.
Frito, Katie, what are you about to show me?
All right.
It's a flag of some sorts. Sweet Lord.
Oh, it is a flag.
Yes, that is a no.
No way. No Shoes Nation. Signed by one Jack Ingram. Just kidding. Kenny Chesney. Also, I love Jack Ingram.
Love you, Jack. No, Kenny Chesney signed Shoes Nation flag right here.
You guys.
He touched it, ladies.
We will post a picture of this
maybe
to
he,
our
maybe
socials.
Maybe his sweat is on here somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, let's start making rumors.
Yeah. No,
but for real, like I know you crazies out there, like you Kenny Chesney people.
He caressed his face with it.
You want this flying over your pool. And it could be yours tonight.
Oh, you guys. $1 million. For $1 million, all going to Kerrville. I can't believe you found this, by the way. Thank you so much.
I can't believe we found this, but much like hoarders' dens, you can find anything in a radio station. Like
if you really try.
Yeah, if you really look. So, yeah, people will be able to bid on this. Hopefully, it raises a lot of money for you guys. One more time, give them the info and the times, all that stuff.
Okay, it's happening at 5 o'clock tonight. It's No Label Brewing Company. Super easy. If you want the details, just text the keyword FLOOD, FLOOD flood to 20357. It'll send you a link back. You'll get all the info there.
Okay. And get ready.
Does the action, I mean, with the auction, is that five till question mark?
Everything starts at noon and ends at midnight. I'm getting there at 5 because 12 hours is a little too long for me.
That's a little aggressive. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I'm talking about
work at 5
and trying to fight your way to Katie. Like, if you really want
this
flag,
how much time
will you do?
To drop some money on this?
Yeah, they're going till midnight. You got time to go.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so very much.
Best of luck.
No Shoes Nation.
No Shoes Nation coming through. Mix 96.5. Got trending lined up next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Got a shout out to Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Our friends over there announced $500,000 to aid in the recovery efforts and rebuilding of the Texas Hill Country floods. And they exist to help kids. So
yes, they do. Yes, they do.
How much money do they donate a year? I mean, I know we just broke all the records.
I mean,
so that's just another $500,000 donation on top of everything else
absolutely.
They do for this community and beyond.
Incredible.
Also incredible, this bow campaign that the City of Liberty has been doing to rally around Jenna Burgess.
Right.
I'm sure you've read her story.
Yes.
But she is the only surviving family member. She lost her mom and dad, John and Julia Burgess, and her two younger siblings are still missing. They were camping out while she was at a nearby camp.
Yeah.
So Jenna's cheer coach wanted to do something, anything really, to let Jenna know that she was not alone. So she created a fundraiser called the Jenna Bow. And she was really blown away by the results. So orders for the bows started pouring in across the state when other cheer squads got word of it.
Holy cow.
And others were just donating, saying, hey, we don't need bows, but here's some money. Here's some words of encouragement.
Wow.
Her coach said she's sweet. She's shy. She always wore a bow. And in one morning, she lost her entire world.
Yeah.
So bow orders are now closed, but the impact hasn't stopped. So people are still trying to reach out and tell this little girl that she's loved. And what's cool is her coach is now working to put together like a book of all of these messages and
oh, wow.
names and photos from teams and family who have reached out. So something that she can hold on to.
Unbelievable.
In other relief news, we're still working on getting some of the details for this, but want to shout out Harris County Sheriff's Office. They are collecting supplies for Kerr County victims. And I believe these are things that they know there is a direct need for right now.
Yes.
So they're collecting until July 15th at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So that's Tuesday, isn't it? Tuesday at 4
yes.
p.m. Donations can be dropped off from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at any HCSO district substation. So that's Spring, Humble, the two in Houston, one off Wallaceville, one off Clay, and Tomball. And we will get you all the info, all the items specifically that they are looking for coming up here very, very shortly.
Yeah, absolutely,
so,
yes.
So stay tuned. Also, while we're talking about all these great ways that you can give back, wanted to just make a mention that, of course, Sunday is 713 Day.
It certainly is.
So it's a way for the city to give back to you. So lots of deals to be had, lots of events to look forward to. I know Meow Wolf and St. Arnold are having an outdoor block party. There is, of course, the Astros-Rangers game out at Dakin Park. The Houston Food Bank is doing open volunteer shifts all day. Carbach is having 713 Day with Lil Flippin' Friends.
Love
and
it.
There are so many more. Plus, other deals. The Houston Zoo is offering $7.13 general admission. That's the same for many restaurants. The original Ninfas. You can get the Ninfarita for $7.13. And the list of deals keeps growing. We'll see if we can't compile them all and do something with that here coming up so you don't miss out. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Camille, how are we feeling today?
Nervous.
You got this.
You got a first timer. It's okay. It's all right. We're just going to go through 10 questions in 60 seconds, and you're going to try to get them all correct. That's all this is. You can pass on any of the questions you feel like passing on. Just say pass, and we will come around to those. We have time at the end, but you cannot change any answers once you give them. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, Katie, are we locked and loaded?
We're ready. In what country would you find the Forbidden City?
China.
What's the fancy name for whooping cough?
Whooping cough?
Mm-hmm. The medical name for whooping cough.
Oh, whoop? I don't know.
Brexit refers to what country leaving the European Union?
Was it Ireland?
What is the only big cat that doesn't roar?
Homer?
In what town did the gunfight at the OK Corral take place?
I would say Tombstone.
What was Belle's hobby in Beauty and the Beast?
She liked to read books.
Who is the Greek god of the forge or fire?
The Greek god of fire? Oh my god, what's his name? Oh my gosh. I'm going to say Zeus. I have no idea.
Okay. That was not bad, especially for a first go around. That was not bad.
I liked it because
at all.
You seemed so relaxed.
Yeah, you were very chill, very thoughtful.
It made me very calm.
Very
normally,
purposeful.
I'm not very calm during this.
I know. Like, it's very,
I'm like, very zen.
Smudging, so that helped. My smudging.
Okay.
Love that.
All right.
Let's for the ancestors' help.
Yes. Mm. Let's go over those answers.
Yes, let's.
What is the fancy name, the medical name for whooping cough?
The whoop is a really good one, but pertussis.
Yeah, pertussis. Mm-hmm. Brexit refers to what country leaving the European Union?
Great Britain.
Yeah, United Kingdom, so Northern Ireland.
Yeah. There's a piece. You got a piece of it.
Yeah, exactly. What is the only big cat that doesn't roar? This is interesting. Frito?
I'm going to go Puma. Well, it's not Puma.
The cheetah.
They chirp.
The cheetah. They don't have the bone structure.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
I can't believe you stumped me on a cat thing, frankly. That's wild.
The Greek god of the forge and fire.
Hephaestus. Yeah.
And Belle's hobby in Beauty and the Beast. Reading, yes, would have taken many different answers.
Ruining people's lives.
Being a snob.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Please, Camille, sign up again. We want to have you back. TheBullHouston.com/ Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. We have donated a lot of time to McDonald's this week, dude. I am very happy about. Always like saluting a nice friend. But it's all in honor of Hot Wheels hitting the Toyota Center for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's monster trucks, Hot Wheels. And that got us thinking to better times. Like when the toys in the Happy Meals were actually decent.
Yes, like actual Hot Wheels.
And fun.
Yeah.
And something you might look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And not just trash.
And Happy Meals trivia was born.
Now, to be fair, I'm sure at the time my mom thought they were all trash.
I guarantee you.
But I thought they were treasure.
Dude, I saved.
For many years.
I found a bucket about 3 years ago in my parents' house of old Happy Meals toys. I think it is still there. I need to go get them. But yeah, those were treasure. I don't care what anyone has to say. So the question is, how much do you remember about old Happy Meals toys? That's what we're going to test you on today. Katie's got three questions. If you get two of them correct, then we reward you with tickets to Hot Wheels Live at the Toyota Center. So if you want to play, 713-881-5500 is our phone number, and we will test your knowledge next. Freedom Katie, 100.3 The Bull, and it's time to journey back to a simpler time. Freedom Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Zach.
Zach, let's go back to our youth to when Happy Meals toys were lit, like so good. Not like today, as best we can tell. We're going to give you three questions based on classic Happy Meals toys. You got to get two out of the three correct. And if you do, we will send you to see some real monster truck action at the Toyota Center with Hot Wheels Live. So, Katie, right. Are we ready to begin?
We're ready.
And away we go.
First up, the first collectible set that could be built into one giant character appeared in 1999. You had to have all eight pieces to make the titular character from what children's series turned live-action film starring Matthew Broderick? So it was a kid's show.
Oh, Lord, I remember this. I remember this.
It was one of the first, like, live actions.
Yes.
Matthew Broderick.
1999.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick was the star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who did he play?
I have. Don't know.
Okay.
Shazam?
Incorrect. Yeah. Not Shazam.
No, that would have been awesome.
Man, that would have been something.
Would have been awesome.
Matt Broderick is Shazam. All right, next question.
No, just a Shazam toy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next up, the largest toy collection set ever released by McDonald's. Over 100 different pieces were given away in Happy Meals, but the entire set could be won in conjunction with a program that promoted the movie they were based on. What was that movie?
Wow.
Now, this is harder because there was another really large collection that came out.
Yeah.
But this was based on an animated film.
Yeah, this is an animated film. Think it over.
That had a lot of somethings.
Yeah.
Toy Story?
Oh, no.
Incorrect, brother.
I can see how you guessed that. Yeah, good guess.
I feel like next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, let's go.
Okay, Joe, first up. The first collectible set that could be built into one giant character appeared in 1999. You had to have all eight pieces to make the titular character from what children's series turned live-action film starring Matthew Broderick. So it was like a giant something.
Mm-hmm.
And the live-action version of that something
starred
Matthew Broderick.
War Games?
Oh,
War Games. No, no.
No.
It's okay. Next question today.
Okay, the largest toy collection set ever released by McDonald's. Over 100 different pieces were given away in Happy Meals, but the entire set could be won in conjunction with a program that promoted the movie they were based on. What was that movie?
It's an
animated movie.
Yes.
The Lego movie.
Not the Lego movie.
No, Joe, I'm sorry. Better luck next time, man. It took me a minute when you were doing the second one to figure out, but as soon as it got in there.
It's one of the most popular sets
that
they've ever done.
It was nuts.
I remember it. I love them.
Okay, so if you think you can go two out of three, and you already have two of those questions that are out there, 713-881-5500. We'll take more of your guesses coming up next. Frito and Katie, Happy Meals trivia. Goal is to get two out of the three. Let's see what we can do to give away these tickets to Hot Wheels Live at the Toyota Center. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you got a good handle on this? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. I don't know exactly what we're doing, but I heard the last question about the 1999 set.
And you knew it?
Okay, well, let's hang on to that.
Okay.
We got one to get to before that.
The 99 set was the first one.
Oh, was it? Oh, it was the first. Yeah, okay, well,
that's the first one. So I'll read it to you again.
Yeah.
The first collectible set that could be built into one giant character at McDonald's appeared in 1999. You had to have all eight pieces to make the titular character from what children's series turned live-action film starring Matthew Broderick?
Inspector Gadget.
Yes. Was it our amazing that got it for you?
No. I actually was like 4 years old, and I remember my grandpa like helping me build this whole thing. So I that's actually crazy.
I think it's actually worth some money.
It is, yeah. I think if you've got all five.
I think it's like $500.
I have the full set somewhere. I have no idea where, but I 100% remember
like
building it.
That's like
$500. Dude, eBay. So eBay.
Find that somewhere.
All right, you got to get one of the next two questions correct, and if you do, we send you to the Toyota Center.
Okay, how about this one? The largest toy collection set ever released by McDonald's. Over 100 different pieces were given away in Happy Meals, but the entire set could be won in conjunction with the program that promoted the movie they were all based on. What was that movie? All 100 and plus were different, by the way. They were all different little characters doing different little things.
Think about it. What movie, what animated film would this possibly be?
100 plus something.
100 plus toys animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard somebody guess Toy Story, so it's not that.
Not Toy Story. It's a little older. It's a little older mm-hmm. than Toy Story.
Yeah.
Is it Trolls?
Trolls. Oh, wow, Trolls is a good guess.
Trolls.
Yeah,
Trolls.
Incorrect. So, still good. That's a word to miss for the win today.
Nintendo had their first tie-in ever with a fast food restaurant with McDonald's in 1990. Kids could get one of four toys based on what video game franchise? Was it A, Mario, B, Sonic the Hedgehog, C, Legend of Zelda, or D, Donkey Kong?
So give me can I have the answers one more time?
Yep, it was Mario, Sonic the Hedgehog, Legend of Zelda, and Donkey Kong. And remember, this would have been the first tie-in.
First.
Ever.
In 1990.
With Nintendo and a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
So they'd pick a big one.
Yes, it would be something that would, you know, jump out at you.
I'm going to go Mario.
Glad you did, because that's correct.
Yes.
It was Super Mario Brothers 3. It was released in August 1990, mm-hmm. and they had four toys. A raccoon Mario figurine that bounced when you pushed him down.
Yeah.
A Luigi figurine sitting on a cloud with a Starman that could be moved by pulling it backwards.
Yes.
A little Goomba.
Yeah.
I think hopped, maybe,
had
when you pressed
Goomba.
It down.
Had
and
the
then
Goomba.
A Koopa Paratroopa that also hopped.
That's
lots
right,
of hopping.
Man. That's that. Well, you know, that's well, there's a lot of hopping in the game, Katie. I don't know if you...
That's kind of all you do, right? It's run and hop.
Dude, let's send you to Hot Wheels Live.
All right. Sounds awesome. I have a 9-year-old at home that's going to be very excited.
Dude, I love
he
it.
He can bring some friends.
Yes, he can. Hang on the line. And just because some of you guys are going to be wondering, 101 Dalmatians.
Those were so stinking
cute. 101 Dalmatians. The thing is, like, I don't know if, like, I remember these.
Was there a,
I'm pretty sure my mom
like
still
a
has
train,
flashbacks.
Or was there another
these.
One?
I think there was a, I...
Was there a Christmas one where they linked all together?
There.
Oh man!
Look, all I know is the most genius and devious human on the planet at the exact same time was the person who came up with the idea of gotta collect them all in these things. And this was like again 101, mm-hmm. 101 Happy mm-hmm. Meals is what it would take to be able to get this job done.
But hey, if you're excited about Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live at Toyota Center for the first time ever, remember you can get half off kid tickets at toyotacenter.com.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Ah, I love you guys so much. I love you.
On 100.3 The Bull.
If you smell Sean
is cooked. We wanted to issue a correction mainly because this is just hilarious.
Oh, well, no. I mean, Sean kind of issued it for us. I just really thought in Space Jam 2 it was LeBron and his son.
Was Bronny not the kid in
no,
Space Jam?
No, that's an actor kid.
He didn't even give his kid the role of son.
Sounds like air quotes, actor kid.
I mean, I just thought right? LeBron always shoved his kid
you
in the spotlight.
To, yeah, you, I'm but shocked that, was like that he didn't thing. Do that.
Anyway, moving on. We have some Astros material.
Yeah, cover. We do. It's a big weekend, man. Big weekend out at the yard for a few reasons, okay? Number one, first and foremost, the Astros need to get their bleep together. You know what I mean? Like they got to get their act together. Their act. See, I bleeped out the word act.
No, yeah. I mean, that's just fighting words coming from you, Sean.
The scourge of my existence. This listener that I picked
watch
up
out.
From
watch
this
out, Sean.
This listener that I picked up from your show.
I know, he doesn't even listen to us anymore. He
hate listens to me. He listens to me. This Richard listens to me the same way that you watch Space Jam 2, Katie. It's just hate listen.
Yeah.
I'll tread lightly at the risk of agitating the diehards out there. But empirically they need to get their stuff together this week. They just lost three in a row. Yeah. I think even those diehard Astro fan would agree they've got to play better baseball this weekend than they played against the Guardians. If you don't agree with that, then you're just some sycophant is all you are.
Yeah.
So they got to play better. Now they're seven games up in the division. So it's not like this losing that they've done this week has damaged their postseason hopes in any way, shape, or form.
Just
the Mariners.
Who is the closest to them?
The Mariners. And they blew a 5-0 lead to the Yankees last night in the eighth inning. So that's good. So that's number one, first and foremost. Got to win the division. Got to get in the playoffs. Number two, there's some really good pitching matchups this weekend. On Saturday, Framber Valdez goes against Jacob DeGrom, the Rangers ace. And on Sunday, Hunter Brown, who needs to pitch better than he did last time, and I will inform people I will not be in the building
not
for that
even
one.
Close.
Yeah, he pitches poorly when I'm there.
Please don't.
He goes against Nathan Eovaldi, who's also an all-star caliber pitcher. He happens to be from Alvin.
Yeah.
So those are some really good pitching matchups this weekend. Number three, the Astros just called up Bryce Matthews yesterday.
Did they?
Who's their number one prospect in their minor league system.
Really?
Yes. Plays all over the place, mostly infield. He is going to play. He's not one of these guys they called up who's going to pinch hit in the eighth inning, or he's playing because Jake Myers can't make it out to center field when he's running out there, or like these pitchers they're bringing up because it's a complete triage situation right now with the pitching. He is a legitimate prospect who is hitting very well at AAA. Now, the big concern about him is that his splits, they call it, his home versus road hitting, he was horrible in Sugar Land. He was really good in the rest of the league the Astros minor league team plays in. And those cities are at elevation. So oftentimes if you're playing games like in Colorado or New Mexico, really anywhere other than sea level, which is where Sugar Land is, it makes a difference. And Bryce Matthews' hitting numbers are huge on the road versus at home. So the fear would be that, okay, well, Houston is at the same elevation as Sugar Land. Is he going to be a plus? You're going against major leaguers, not minor leaguers.
Right.
You know, so that's. But the Astros are in a situation where they got to be trying stuff. I mean, you guys know we've been talking about it. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
So they're just looking for a spark right now.
Yeah. And you know, rest easy. Sean will not be there. So,
exactly.
You know.
I don't plan on being there for any of the three games. Now, if anybody drops tickets on my front stoop,
one's making that mistake.
Y'all
again.
Go to hell. I'm going to the game. All right.
Sean.
All right, let's beat the hell out of Dallas.
I like where your head's at, Freedom. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, folks.
Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
All right, let's do a wrap-up here because there's a lot of events going on this weekend and things to help out, give to the recovery efforts in the Hill Country.
I know we had Jesse Watt on from Mix 96.5 earlier today. So she is going out to No Label Brewing Company, where $1 for every beer poured today, starting at noon, by the way, and 100% of raffle profits are all going to Texas Flood Relief. Now, this is a brewery in Katy, which is like a family-friendly, dog-friendly type of place.
Good hang.
Yep.
Real good hang.
And for the raffle, happy to report that they are providing, over at Mix, tickets to The Weeknd, if you are a fan of The Weeknd.
Pretty good.
our friend Parker in Sports Radio 610, they've kicked in some signed Texans something.
There will be some Texans merch.
Some Texans something. And then we have come to the table here at the Bull with a signed No Shoes Nation Kenny Chesney flag.
We'll say that again. It is a signed No Shoes Nation flag by Kenny Chesney himself.
The Coastal Cowboy.
Suitable for flying outside of whatever you want to fly it outside of to let people know how you roll and how you live. So if that sounds like, if you want to see, by the way, you can go to our Instagram, just go check it out. But yeah, that will be on the raffle deck as well. So get out there. Enjoy your Friday nights, and yeah, hopefully raise a lot of money.
Now, in addition to that, we mentioned the Harris County Sheriff's Office. They are doing a drive. So they're taking donations, essentially trying to fill a 53-foot trailer, but they're looking for hygiene products, meal cans with pop tops.
Mm.
I'm guessing not everyone's going to have
candy. Yeah, that's a good thought.
Cleaning products, batteries and flashlights, and baby products. So I'm going to say those again. Hygiene products, meal cans with pop tops, cleaning products, batteries and flashlights, and baby products. They're looking for those items and those items only. Mm. But they are taking them through the 15th at 4 p.m. So that's the deadline for drop-offs, Tuesday, July 15th at 4 p.m. As to where your items can be dropped off, it's at any HCSO district substation. So that's District 1, Spring off Cypresswood Drive, District 2, Humble off Will Clayton Parkway, District 3, Houston, Wallaceville Road, District 4, Houston, Clay Road, and District 5, Tomball off Tomball Parkway.
And we've said it before, but we will say it again because I know there are a lot of people that are trying to, or that really feel called to go out there and put some physical effort into it, maybe help with the cleanup, help with the distribution, help with the recovery physically, since we're getting to a weekend. That is amazing. If that is you and you don't have the details ironed out yet, you can find about everything you need to find about how to do this on our website, thebullhouston.com. Also, if you just want to give financially to something that you know is going to go directly to the source, you just want to make a straight up monetary donation, you can also do that at thebullhouston.com.
If you donate to the Salvation Army, 100% of your donation goes right back to help the victims of the Texas flooding. So check that out. Read the post. I know one thing in particular is they would like you to sign up for a volunteer shift before you go all the way out there.
Very, very important.
So read about that and more at thebullhouston.com.
See y'all next time.